You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for bringing your incredible vibration to the show, and literally for creating the show. You know, Wisdom of the Ancients was created by every single one of you. It was created by you. It's really for you. It's for all of us. It's a place for us to play. It's a place for us to transform. It's a place for us to be touched by the divine. And so I'm excited about today's show. We have someone on the show who has been with us before, and I know that you're actually going to love the show. There's going to be a beautiful, beautiful process towards the end. But let me share a little bit more before we talk about that. I wanted to share with you, everyone, so for those of you who have been listening to the show a while this season, you know that the theme this series is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So every single one of us is already a beautiful, beautiful shining light, a beautiful illuminated soul. But sometimes that light gets dusty. Sometimes there's a veil over that. And whatever causes that, it could be trauma, it could be perceptions, it could be judgments, it could be many, many things. But, you know, one thing that we do is we have these amazing speakers who really help to shine their light and help you shine yours. So help you remove those veils that are covering your illuminated soul. And so right now, as we begin this call, let's call in the ancient ones. Let's call in the ascended masters. Let's call in the beautiful divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to be with us as we listen to the words and feel the vibrations behind the words. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Sanjay Namar is an expert in metaphysics, psychology, energy medicine, and technology. He studied from a teacher in the lineage of Yogananda Paramahansa. And many of you know Paramahansa from his book, The Autobiography of a Yogi. He holds advanced degrees in management and engineering from top-rated schools in the United States. Using his scientific and spiritual knowledge, Sanjay has engineered an unprecedented healing system that heals the body and mind with particles of life energy that are remotely transmitted from the Himalayas 24/7 to a person anywhere on the planet. And Sanjay is fast becoming one of the most powerful healers on the planet. So it gives me great joy to welcome Sanjay to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Sanjay.
Thank you, Ian. It's always a pleasure.
It's going to be a wonderful show. We can't wait to talk about the Lifetron energy. Well, I can't wait, certainly. And we'll see what comes through the audience. So everyone, if you would like to ask Sanjay a question, *2 to raise your hand. It's also going to be you know, I won't set him up too much, but many healings of sorts. So Sanjay is going to be transmitting energy, and I'll let Sanjay talk about that in the call, so you'll get a better sense of what's going to happen if you call in. So *2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to speak with Sanjay live on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box along with your name and your location, and we'll get to as many as we can. Plus, Sanjay is going to be taking everyone through a process. So you'll actually experience a transmission. So the whole group is going to experience a transmission of healing energy through the Lifetron device. So that's going to be towards the end of the call. As you all know, we do those processes and activations and healings at the end of the call. And Sanjay is going to guide all of us to release and heal stored fear patterns in your body and in your chakras. And as we go through the call, you'll find out why that's so important. Because today, Sanjay is going to be talking about why 24-hour energetic protection is necessary for healing, right? So the relationship between energy protection and healing. And if you're looking at the page, you'll know that if you have any symptoms like low energy or depression or low self-esteem or relationship issues, then in many cases, there's deep-rooted fear that might be the cause of these feelings or these afflictions that many of us either we're feeling now or may have felt in our lives, or maybe there's someone we know and love or in a relationship with who's feeling those symptoms, and many, many, many more things. So let's get this started, Sanjay, shall we? Let's talk about fear. You know, when we talk about fear, some people feel, well, that's me afraid of something that I have experienced in this lifetime. But I know it goes so much deeper than that. Can you share with us a little bit more about fear, because you have so much experience with the subject?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the last couple of years, I'm getting a deeper and deeper realization of what the fear is about, how does it get set up, and how does it affect our life. And I'm beginning to really understand that fear gets set up around the age of 2 to 3, between the age of 2 to 3. And it's a very specific time period during which the fear gets set up in our consciousness. And the reason, apart from like having past life experiences and whatnot, in this lifetime especially, the core reason why fear gets set up is when the child is becoming conscious of its own existence. See, before the age of 2, the child is not aware of its own existence, meaning it does not have its sense of an individual identity.
Mm.
And at that point, there's a transition that happens. They become self-aware to some degree. And during that transition time, when they're becoming self-aware, if they start to sense from the reflection of the parents or the interaction of the parents that they're not mattering very much to the parents, or the parents are unavailable, or the parents are wrapped up in their own issues, they start to sense that they don't matter. And that transition point, this trauma gets set up. It's like a child almost coming into awareness that I'm here, but there's nobody to receive me. I don't matter to this family that I'm with. It's like, how would you feel if you go to a party, a home somewhere, and nobody is there to receive you? You're just one amongst the crowd and you're just lost in the place. You feel left out, that I don't matter, that I'm not validated, I'm not desired or needed. However, the child starts to interpret that. And that is a trauma. A trauma for the child coming into the world and feeling they're not needed. And that may not be the truth, because the parents may be busy with some other issues of their own, but that's how the consciousness interprets that experience. Mm. And it's very, very traumatic for the child. So in a sense, the child says, I don't even want to be here. What is this place? I don't want to be this place where nobody is even receiving me. So they disconnect from their own self. They say, I don't feel like being here at all. I don't know why I came here. This place sucks. And I don't want to be here. And that starts a chain reaction throughout life, where I have become, or we have become, disconnected with our own inner self. We've checked out, literally checked out from life. Now, of course, we have got to live our life after that. So as we keep growing, we start to attract the same circumstances over and over again, where we find people in our lives who really don't care about us that much, or at least we sense that they don't care about us that much. So you may come across relationships later on, you may come across friendships, you may come across careers, but you don't feel valued in that relationship. And that is a repetitive pattern that the person keeps on experiencing. And the problem with this repetition is that because the wound or the trauma is so large that we don't want to see it. We don't want to touch that place because it's very, very painful to be rejected or invalidated by our parents, which are our first guards. To be invalidated by them is nothing short of death almost. So we start to live life in a very, in a half alive, half dead state. Where we're checked out, we don't have energy, we don't have a good sense of self-esteem, value, and all that starts to translate into many, many physical and emotional problems as we go along our life journey. So that's at the crux of what happens, and we get set up for fear and anxiety and all these issues because we are not even there in our body anymore. We have almost checked out from our own body.
Mm.
And of course, there's different levels and degrees of this. It's not a 0-1, it's a grayscale. Some people are more traumatized than others. But that is the core issue. We get checked out. We check out of the body. And as we go along, we learn, because now we have to still live and survive. We are not going to leave the physical body. We still have to survive, and we find ways to cope with this trauma. So in one of the presentations I'm going to be doing, which I think your listeners are invited to, is I talk about there are multiple layers and levels of identities. So what I just described is a wounded I am, a wounded identity, that I'm not loved, I'm not cared for, I don't matter. These are wounded layers. And then on top of the wounded layers, we create coping layers. And it's amazing. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients, actually thousands now by now. And every situation I find, there is some layer of level of an unhealthy coping identity we form to cope with life. And we live with that life till the last day, or most cases till the last day, until we heal that, or we just perish with that coping identity. So I'll give you a very brief example. One of my clients, he's actually a Supreme Court Justice of Texas Supreme Court, a highly accomplished man. And when I talk to him on the phone, he's broken inside, but he says he looks very confident, he looks very strong, he's a wonderful man outside, but that's all a coping method. Inside, he's broken.
Mm.
And that is the dilemma of human existence, literally, that we learn to cope with it, suppress our wounds, and we don't know how to heal those wounds, and we live a literally broken life in some form and shape. So, yeah, so that's a very broad picture of where humanity is really struggling with.
Yeah, yeah. So would you say that this is something that affects most people? Because, you know, I might hear people saying, well, you know, I had a pretty healthy childhood. Now, of course, they might not remember on a, you know, of course, it's all in the Akashic Records and their soul remembers, but on a human level, they might not remember, you know, that transition between 2 and 3 in that very, very critical age. But what I'm thinking is that I'm hearing some people saying, well, I had a really great childhood, and I felt quite wanted and quite welcomed and supported by my family. So, Sanjay, the question I'm asking is, you know, how many people are affected by this? And if we have this, I don't want to ramble with my question here, but, you know, if we have low self-esteem and low energy and gut issues, is it attributable to that, what you've just said, where there's a fear and a feeling of disassociation So let me narrow that down to the question itself, so that I don't, you know, leave you with three or four questions, which sometimes I can because my mind just goes in different places. But let me be more pointed and ask them one at a time. For someone who is supposedly coming from a well-rounded, healthy, supportive family, if they're experiencing low energy or any of these symptoms that you've described, can we then attribute that to fear?
Yeah, so yes. So even if though you don't remember your childhood and you feel that you had a good childhood, the truth may be that you did still pick up that trauma and you may not remember it, and you've been coping with that trauma in a way that you are thinking you had a good life, a good childhood.
Mm.
So the reality and your the truth and your perceptions may be very different. Because that's what one thing that we do very well as humans is we hide our issues. And we hide them so well that we ourselves don't know we have them. And that's where the coping comes in. So like if I meet so many people, so highly accomplished people. And the example I give, a highly accomplished person, and they don't remember anything wrong about their childhood. But they're suffering inside because there is a discord within them. Like there's a wound which says, I don't matter, I'm not good enough. And they're coping with that through different mechanisms. And all they remember is the coping mechanism. They don't remember the wound.
Yeah. So you mentioned that this is actually hardwired into our brain and the cellular structure of our body, which is it's fairly alarming. But we do know that things like trauma and fear do have this effect and actually affect our DNA as well, right? So when we find ourselves with, let's say, for example, someone who's, I'm going to pick on low energy, because I think that chronic fatigue syndrome, people being tired, especially in this day and age, you know, what these issues that we face daily just exacerbate these situations, right? Because we're not necessarily treating ourselves well. And then we're filling our bodies with preservatives and EMFs and all sorts of things that are, some are within our control and some are not within our control. So when you pile on all these other factors onto this traumatic fear that you've sustained as a child, then if you don't deal with the fear that you've been mentioning, you know, what happens to us? I know it's a kind of a rhetorical question, but I wanted you to just add some color to that situation for people. You know, if we don't deal with the fear, you know, what happens to us? How does our life progress? You know, how does it unwind and unravel?
Wonderful question, Ian. Absolutely. And I don't know if you remember, actually, I don't know, it was probably before our times. In Africa, sometime, I think it was in the 50s or 50s or 60s, there was a chemical company that was dumping toxic waste into the ocean. And the government came back and said, no, you cannot do that. So this company then put the toxic waste in barrels and buried them in the sand.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So it was out of sight and out of mind for the government. Government didn't know about it. And after I think another 20, 30 years, the barrels corroded and they leaked the toxins, and it leaked into the water system in the village, in the city there. And it killed hundreds of thousands of people. And before they could find out what happened, this company was long gone. So this is an analogy that we can bury it, but it's that toxic material that we have buried in our subconscious will seep into our water system. And it will toxify our body, or it will actually cause tremendous harm to our body and mind. And along those lines, let me tell you another way to look at what fear does to our body from a metaphysical perspective. So we know that when there is fear, there is a extended time of fear, the adrenal glands, they get over stimulated. And the adrenal glands then affect all the other endocrine system glands. This is a scientific fact, medical fact. So the adrenal gland will affect every single endocrine gland in our body. There are 7 endocrine glands in our body. Pituitary gland, thyroid gland. So all these glands are part of the endocrine system. And the endocrine system is what controls almost every function of the body in some form and shape. Now, when all these rest of the glands get activated or overactivated because of the adrenal system, they start to cause havoc in the body in different ways. Right? So, imagine if what happens when the thyroid gland gets overactivated. All these glands have a very crucial role in our life, in our body. Now, there's an interesting and a surprising fact, which maybe most people know, that there are 7 endocrine glands, the crucial glands in the body, and there are 7 chakras in the body too that are completely coincident over one another. So the throat chakra is right where the thyroid gland is. So if you look at it from just a physical standpoint, these pituitary gland, endocrine glands, if they're off balance, they will completely ruin your body. And if the chakras are out of balance, then they will ruin the life in other ways. Similar ways, but other ways.
Yeah.
So this shows how crucial this fear system is to mm-hmm. control, because this controls every part of our body. So if you don't take care of this, it's pretty devastating to the body and mind.
Right. Let me ask you this. So I'll frame it this way. Is this mostly our own fear? What about fear of others who are either in our aura or in our morphogenetic field, our M field? Or just basically fear from the collective because we're all connected. There has to be also an impact to us from fear that is not our own.
The answer is yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, because see that crucial point when the transition is taking place. At that time, the energy systems of the people around us highly affect us. But as the child grows up, so if let's say the child had a really good transition from around that time of 2 to 3, and they were safe and secure and comfortable and whatnot, they will build a good resistance system at that time that will protect them as they grow up from energies from outside of their own self. But if the transition was not good, then they will develop a very weak energetic boundary, and that will hound them for the rest of their life. So that will really affect, then if they go out in the world with a very weak energetic boundary, it will highly affect them anywhere they go, because they're going to absorb all the junk from outside. So that's why I said a yes and a no, because if it does affect, highly affect when you're a child, and it will keep affecting later on if your boundary is weak. But if the boundary is strong, then it will not affect that much as you grow up.
So here you have this, as you put it before, you have this vicious energetic cycle, right? Because we know that we attract that which is of a very similar vibration that we emit or that we are creating, right? So if you have a fearful aura around you, I'll just put it that way, a fearful aura, I think most people will resonate with that, what we're saying, then you will attract fearful situations into your life, which then in turn, as you said before as well, create more fear. So here you are in this energetic cycle. I think I'd like to turn this now to, okay, we've spoken about that. I think we understand what you've been saying to us and realize that it affects a great many of us. Let's talk now around what we can do about this. So talk about some of the ways we can flip this around.
Right, absolutely. Yep. So there are a couple of important things to flip this around. There are three components, I think. One is that the core wound that got set up very early on, we need to become aware of that, because awareness is light and light is healing in nature. And because it is hidden in the dark recesses of our consciousness, it is hard to get there. And that's where that's where you can do the self work and as well as take support from me and other healers. For example, in my sessions, I will help you see that part of you, not in a scary way, but once I see that broken part of you and I put my light on it, you will also see it. And once that wound is seen, it starts to heal.
Mm.
In fact, I was working with a friend of mine yesterday and we were just sitting for lunch and I somehow just got this vision of this little child who was just confused out of her mind, because I could see her at that age of two, she was searching and searching to see if somebody is seeing her or validating her or not. And when I saw that image of her, and without me even telling her anything, she raised her eyes and said, "Oh my God, my whole body is shaking right now," with a sense of relief. Because she was trying to feel the validation all her life, and she never felt validated. And that wound that got set up, where she thought that I'm rejected by my parents, that wound, when I saw that wound and it started to heal, she started to get that sense of relief that, okay, somebody can see me. And she recited, she's about 50-ish, and she recited how many, many people in her life she has attracted who have all been rejecting her, and how traumatized she has become from that experience or those experiences. That has created a lot of health challenges, a lot of physical challenges, career challenges, because she's constantly attracting people who have been rejecting her.
Right. Yeah, we've seen it.
So that's the point I'm making, is that once that wound is, wound meaning that part of you that wants the validation, that wants to be seen, that wants to say, I'm not a person who just doesn't matter. I matter. I'm here. I just want somebody to see me. And that part can be done through a session with me, for example, to see it, to be seen at that level, at that age, is crucial part of healing. Then the second piece of healing is that, just rewind the tape back in that childhood stage. In that age of 2 to 3, roughly, let's say you had the good fortune of having the parents who really saw you, heard you, and validated you. Even then, you need an energetic safety protection from the parents to come out into the world and say, okay, I'm safe. I'm seen and I'm safe. I'm protected. So the protection of the parents is crucial at that stage. Not just being seen, but protection as well. And they remember the protection is not 1 hour, 2 hour, or 23 hours a day. It has to be 24 hours a day. Because imagine if the child, just imagine as an example, if the child is 23 hours out of the day in the protective environment of the parents, but just one hour of the day, the child is with some obnoxious babysitter, let's say. That would be enough to create a trauma in the child's mind that I'm not safe. So it's a crucial age where they need a validation and they need protection. And that's how they start to build a strong resistance to negative forces, build a sense of comfort and peace and rest and safety. And once that, all that nurturing, through that nurturing, if they grow up, if they are fortunate enough to grow into older age with this protection, they can now feel that, okay, I'm all safe and I can now go into the world as a strong, mature adult. But unfortunately, most people, large percentage of the people, don't get that fortune.
Yeah.
They grow up in a dysfunctional environment.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece to solve that problem is my where Lifetron Energy is very helpful. Because it is, that's the reason why I have designed it in a way where it makes it 24/7. It's a 24/7 energetic protection or positive energy that you get. You may not feel the positive energy all the time, but your subconscious will start saying, "Ah, okay, there's some protection for me here. I may not recognize it, I may not see it, but I can sense somewhere deep inside there's some protection coming to me."
Mm. Well, since you mentioned Lifetron, some people, Sanjay, will be familiar with that because you have many, many clients who you transmit the Lifetron energy to, and but some have never possibly heard of the Lifetron. So if you could just pretend that you're speaking to a group of people here on the phone today, on the call, who do not know what Lifetron energy is, can you share with them a little bit about it, please?
Absolutely. So I recognize this problem, the magnitude of this problem about 10, 15 years ago, or more than that, actually. And that's when I started to say, okay, how can we solve this problem? That we grow up, because we grew up in such a dysfunctional, negative environment, and we pick up all these negative energies at a childhood stage, then we spend the rest of the life trying to fix them. Is it possible that we can reverse the damage by putting the person 24 hours in a positive energy? So by just law of physics, it makes sense that if the 24 hours can cause damage, then 24 hours of positive energy can heal also. So I have a deeply scientific and engineering background. I worked at Motorola for 16 years, where I was one of the inventors of the 3G, 4G cell phones, actually. And that's where it started dawning on me that if I can transmit this wireless energy to people's cell phones 24 hours a day, because wireless cell phones are active 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
can I do something similar from a metaphysical perspective and transmit energy, positive energy, to a person anywhere on the planet 24 hours a day? And that's where my journey started, where I started to work on this thing and spend many, many years trying to figure it out. So I developed a device. It's an electromagnetic device which has got electronic crystals in it. And this device is actually placed in the Himalayas in the city of Darjeeling. There's a friend of mine who lives there, and it is in his house that I placed it so that he can maintain it for me. And I connect with this device from San Francisco to that place, to this device, remotely through the internet. And what this device does is, it harnesses particles of life energy that I call life forms, and even Yogananda Paramahansa calls them life forms. That's where I picked up the term actually from. So he calls them life form particles in his book. And I said, oh, wow, that's a beautiful name. And this is completely what I'm trying to do. So I picked up the name from there. So lifetrons are particles of life energy. Just like electrons are part of every single atom in the universe, just like that, lifetrons are part of every single living being in the universe. So these are particles of life energy that are present almost everywhere. They are abundantly present in nature. And of course, they're present in our human form and any other living form. So these particles, I found a way to harness these particles from nature. That's a long set of experimentation and history behind that. But it's in a nutshell, it is this device is tapping into the vibrational frequency of consciousness. So it's something like if you tune into the radio on a particular channel on the exact frequency, then you start to get music from your radio. So this device is essentially doing something similar. It is tuning into a very fine vibrational frequency of consciousness. And once this tunes into it, the music or life drones start to flow through the device then. And these particles of life energy then start to flow and stream. And when they're flowing through the device, I put your name. So let's say a client comes and says, I need healing. So I need their name and I need their intention or intentions. And I program these particles, the stream of particles, with the name and the intention. And these particles are, because they're coming from the realm of consciousness, they know where to find this person and how to heal this person or pet or whatever else, any living creature. And once they're programmed, they're given a command, okay, this person needs this healing. Then these particles will find you wherever you may be, 24 hours a day, and they will start to act at your subconscious layers to make whatever changes are required to bring about that transformation in your body and mind.
Beautiful. And there's a constant
stream of these particles sent to the person 24 hours a day.
So I know it's based on intention, but with the divine intelligence having supreme consciousness, sometimes we have lower level intentions that might not be in alignment with our higher self or supreme consciousness. Have you found in working with us for as many years as you have that the divine will use this Lifetron energy for reasons that are for the person's greater good, even if the person hasn't necessarily stated that in their intention?
That is true. It always works that way. It will always work for the highest good of that person. So even if, let's say, you don't state your intention completely clearly or correctly, the universe knows what you're asking for at some level. So even if you say, I want X, but it knows at a deeper level that you're actually looking for Y, then it will work on that Y and not on X, because it knows X is bad for you, but Y is good for you. So it will do that modification. However, universe does not question too much your intentions. It's not into the game of deciding for you. So it's a paradoxical thing. And I have seen that paradox in different cases and different situations where there are factors that can affect your ability to get what you're looking for, whether it is good or bad. So 99.9% of the cases, so if you put any bad intention intentionally, meaning I say, okay, I want this to happen that is intentionally bad, which I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to do, that will not work. But if you unintentionally put something that is bad for you, then the universe will intervene and say, okay, this is not good for this person. The person doesn't know what they're asking for. So let's give them the benefit of doubt that they're not clear what they're asking for.
Yeah.
So
it's a
little fine line there.
Yeah. No. Thanks for the explanation. I think that everyone has a good understanding of that now. I wanted to share something that Lynn from Cincinnati just wrote in, and I'm going to share this, Lynn. She says, Lifetron is amazing, in capital letters. I had a 30-day session with Sanjay, along with my daughter, and had 100% results. My life has shifted dramatically, and my daughter's life is soaring to new heights. All of my requests with Lifetron were fulfilled, and I'm grateful for Sanjay's work. Bless you, Sanjay. Thank you, Lynn, for writing that in and sharing your experience with us. It's so wonderful when a member of the community does that. It really helps people as well, get a deeper understanding of how this works for other members of the community. So beautiful feedback. Thank you so much, Lynn, for sharing that. So, yeah, beautiful work, Sanjay. Beautiful work.
Yeah, it works pretty well, actually. A very high percentage. There are cases which don't heal in a short period. It takes longer. But usually there's a tremendous amount of healing that happens very quickly.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about healing itself. So what I'd love to do now is go to the phones. And then, Sanjay, when we take callers, you'll be doing some energy transmissions. But the Lifetron is reserved for the group at the end. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, let's see where this goes. So everyone, star 2 to raise your hand. You'll have a chance to speak with Sanjay, who is an incredible, incredible healer and very, very wise, and been working with clients for many, many years. So if you have issues that you wanted to talk to him about, certainly star 2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webcast, then put your question in the webinar box and we'll get to as many as we can as we go through this. So let's go to, if you're in Whittier, California, and your phone number ends in 6577, you're on live. So come on live and welcome, and tell Sanjay your name.
Hi there, it's Lorraine. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lorraine.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Thank you for picking me. So I'm open to anything that Sanjay picks up. I'm going through a lot right now, but I don't.
So tell me at least one thing that would like me to address in this call right now.
Well, I do disassociate a lot, or I'm very reactive. Like I kind of I guess the PTSD or complex PTSD from childhood. So when I get back, like when I'm in a fight, flight, and freeze state, like I'm very reactive, and then I say things to people and I hurt them, not meaning to hurt them, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the first thing that Lauren, right? Did I get the name
yes.
right?
Yes.
Lauren. Okay. So whenever you're reacting, notice what is causing that reaction. So there's a wound that is getting touched by somebody.
Yes. I think it's feeling like I did something bad, and so I feel like I have to defend myself, but then when I defend myself, I say some truth about them and they don't want to hear it. But it's when I feel like I'm a bad girl, like I did something bad, or they take my, like, something that I did out of context.
Right.
Yeah.
So now I want you to, so now that you know the wound, the precisely right, this is what is causing it, the reaction. So now that you know the wound, I want you to put your attention to that wound, right here, right now.
Okay.
That sense of that I'm a bad girl. Put your attention to it. We want to look at that wound because the light heals the wound. Okay. And I can sense it. I can see it. It's a very painful wound. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention to it. I'm doing it while you're doing it. Let's both pay attention to it. With love and compassion. With love and compassion. You're looking with love and compassion at this wound. How do you feel, Lorraine?
A little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit kind of like I want to disassociate.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't dissociate. Don't dissociate. Look at this wound with love and compassion. And it'll take a few minutes, but I don't know how much time. Probably I don't want to spend too much time here. But this is an exercise I'm giving you, and I'll work on it in the background as well. It'll take a little bit of time for you to just look at it with love and compassion, and then that wound will start to heal. And I'll do the work too.
Thank you.
And once you're free from this wound, you will not face any of those challenges anymore.
Okay.
And my guess is most of your challenges are originating from this one single wound.
Yeah, probably.
And you'll be relieved. You'll be relieved of this lifetime of struggle with this one wound. And you won't face any of those challenges again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lauren.
Holding space.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. Okay. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, live on the phone. 1419, the last four digits of your phone number, 1419, Denver, Colorado. You're live. Just let Sanjay know what your name is.
Hi, thank you. My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hello,
I feel
Elizabeth.
Like this call is it's so timely, this topic, what I've been working on on a deeper level recently, so thank you. I think my question is around really trying to release the fear that's always in my body. It has especially interfered with my sleep through my lifetime. And then I'd really love to clear as much as possible so I'm not passing that along to my children. Kind of been passed down.
Me. Yeah, sure. It is the fear in many cases is inherited from the parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree. So, you have any specific thing you want to discuss right now, like just dealing with this fear or anything else?
I feel like dealing with the fear. It can come up in almost any situation, but especially around medical situations. And I have a child who has a kind of a cardiac condition. And Anything around that or around sleep or around passing it down the line, anything you see would be appreciated.
Okay. So let's see about what's causing this fear in you. Yeah, it looks like you inherited a lot of fear from your mother's side.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yours is a kind of a slightly different case where a large percentage of your fear is almost genetically transmitted to you. Okay, so the fear that your mother and I think even you are carrying, the same fear, is the fear of not being enough. It seems like a very strong energy to it. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and the same issue that mother had. Okay. So this whole idea that I am not enough, I don't matter, is what is causing all your challenges in yourself, and to some degree they have been transmitted to the children. So if you heal yourself from this, the children will also heal. So can you go there in that place of the wound which says, I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, I don't matter? Can you feel that?
Yes.
So I'm working on that right now, Elizabeth. Just stay with that feeling, that emotion, the wound, with love and compassion. Just be there with that. Just sit with it. Be there with that. And I'm doing a little bit work on that.
Okay, thank you.
So tell me, I think you should start feeling a change, if not right away, maybe in a few minutes.
Thank you.
You will see some change in your fear level.
Yes.
You'll notice the change. Give it a little time. You'll notice the change. You want to clear this up. Once you clear this, it'll not bother you. And you've got to flip this idea that you don't matter. But it needs to be done first at an energetic level and then also conscious level. It makes no sense, right? You know that. It makes no sense. That you do matter.
Yeah.
You do matter. And that's what yeah, so get rid of that idea, but we can also keep working on that energetically, just like what I did right now. Stay with that emotion with love and compassion.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's shifting.
But, No, it'll shift. It'll shift.
Yeah, beautiful. You do matter. You do matter. You do matter, Elizabeth. You matter. You matter. Ah, you so matter, Elizabeth. You so matter. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, sweet soul. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. And people are writing in, Sanjay, but I think right now is what we need to do is we need to share more about working with Lifetron Energy and also working with you in private, which is the offer that you brought to the Wisdom community. And we will, everyone, we will get back to the questions that some of you have written in. And also at the end, there will be a group process that Sanjay is going to take everyone through. There'll be a transmission for the entire group. So be sure that you're part of that. You're here today to receive that. So stay with us and receive that transmission from Sanjay. But I wanted Sanjay to go through this because, this is deep and tender stuff that's coming up right now. It's important stuff. And, there's a deep level of healing that either needs to happen or is happening. But let's talk about the Lifetron. So everyone, if you're on the Water Show, the interview page, on Sanjay's interview page, which is the interview page that you're listening to the webinar on, click the orange button. It'll say special offer underneath Sanjay's photograph. Click that. And that'll take you to the offer that Sanjay's put together for the community. And if you're not on that page, well, then you'll need to type it in. And what you type in is WOTAshow.com, WOTAshow.com/, and then Sanjay, which is SANJAY, and the number 8. Everything, as always, is always lowercase. And it's going to be WOTAshow.com/Sanjay8, and that'll take you to the special offer. So, Sanjay, I know you've spoken about this, but people did also join a little later. So, if you wouldn't mind just sharing again about a little bit about the Lifetron and what people receive, just focusing on what they receive, and then also the other two options that are on the offer.
Yeah. So essentially, like I described, I'll briefly describe again, I guess. Lifetron is a device. It's an electrical device which has got electronic crystals in it, and it's placed in the Himalayas, and it harnesses particles of life energy that Yogananda Paramahansa calls Lifetrons, and I've used that same term. And it transmits these particles with your name and your intention. And these particles are supremely intelligent because they're coming from the realm of consciousness. So when these particles are programmed with your name and intention, they know where to find you and they know how to fix your issue, whatever that issue may be. It's like literally coming from the world, from the realm of magic and miracles. So these particles know how to change your life in whatever you're asking for. So these particles come as a stream to you constantly, 24 hours. And in the constant presence of these particles, which have an intention for you, it starts to change your life. Sometimes very, very rapidly, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time. So the best, so as soon as you sign up, within 5 minutes or less, this device will automatically get programmed with your name, and you will get an energy started email from me. In that email, you will have a description of how to set your intentions for this device. It needs to be in a very specific format. So you need to give your intention, list of intentions. Keep the list not too long, keep it short, because we want to focus the energy on a couple of things rather than too many things at the same time. So be specific, because it's important to be as specific as you can. So if you've got leg pain, say, okay, which part of the leg? What is the issue? Which part of the leg? Although the energy knows what you're talking about, but being specific in intention, focus the particles on that particular issue. If you've got anxiety, depression, whatever the issue is, physical, emotional, any kind of issue that you have, you can tell these particles to heal those parts of you. So you will get, once you get the email from me, you look at the document that which describes how to, what format to send it in, because it needs to be in a very specific format. Because the device is going to read your, is going to input, we are going to input it into the device, and it needs to be in a very particular format. So you send me your list through email back to me, just reply to that email, and I will have that put into the device. And the device will start transmitting particles with your intention in it. Even before you send me the intention, it will start sending you energy, which is healing in nature. So you send me the intention, and it customizes the energy for that intention. And then every week, you will get a request for updating your numbers. So like, for example, let's say I start with an anxiety level of 10. And so every week you'll get an email from me, which will ask, okay, what is your new number now? So you may say, in a week, you may say, okay, it's now a 9 or a 8 or whatever. And the device actually reads your input. So it will say, okay, from a 10, this person went to 9 in a week. And there is a very sophisticated algorithm in the background that runs on the device that calculates the right amount of energy for you. Remember, too much energy or too little energy, both are not good for a person. Sometimes people say, oh, send me a lot of energy. And I said, okay, if you are, let's say, imagine a 10-watt bulb and I send 1,000 watts to it, what's going to happen? Right? So it's too much of energy is not a good idea. So the device will manage the right amount of energy for you based on the feedback that you give me every week. Me or this device or has an algorithm that runs in the background. So it will manage your amount of energy that is being transmitted to you. Of course, the energy itself is intelligent, but we still need to do from our earth plane existence perspective, we do need to use our own mind and say, okay, this is too much or this is too little. So that's, we've got to do our role. We've got to do our part. So with that, the energy will keep on changing the energy for you, and you will observe through the numbers. These are now very concrete numbers. You're giving the numbers to me. So you'll feel 10, then it'll say that the anxiety came down to a 6 or a 5 or whatever. You're going to tell this, and you'll see it in your own account. You will see how much you're improving. So like Lynn, who was talking earlier on, she said, and this is many, many cases that I see where people put other members on the energy as well, like another lady who just about a month ago, she tried this for a month. And again, same story, from a level 10 anxiety and depression she had for almost 40, 50 years of her life, it went down to zero in 1 month or less. And I think her testimonial is on my website or on the sales page, sorry. I believe it is there. So there are many, many cases with many, many different types of issues that have gotten healed pretty rapidly. And you'll notice that the numbers yourself, you're going to be giving the numbers. So it's a very good way to see how you're changing. So that's what LifeTron is about.
Beautiful. So that's available, everyone, as the option one. And then option two is the private session with Sanjay. And so Sanjay, since a lot of this discussion, certainly in the beginning, was around the fear, which we found is a tremendous cause of a lot of the issues that people face and are experiencing later on in life. Is this session mostly around working to resolve those fear issues, or is it of a broader scope?
Any issue that you want me to help you with. It doesn't have to be just fear.
Okay, but it's probably a good idea to work on that fear too, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever the person is coming with and says, okay, this is the most bothersome thing for me, I'll work on that. So let me give you an example. Actually, some time ago, a few years ago, actually, in a very interesting case of a lady who approached me after she had a very nasty fall,
mm-hmm.
and she broke her backbone.
Oh my gosh!
And got paralyzed from waist down.
Oh.
And so she said, "Can you do anything?" The doctors are saying there's no solution to this problem. And we started working together. I did take her a little bit of time. But believe it or not, her core wound was, I am not loved. I don't matter.
Mm.
And what she started to do cope with that wound, she started to injure herself. Because when she was a child, when she injured herself with something, she got a lot of love and attention from both the parents. So in her mind, getting injured means love and attention. So she started to create subconsciously more and more injuries so that she could get more and more love. Of course, she didn't know this. This was not consciously done.
Yeah.
Till she reached a point where she completely crippled herself. And when we discovered this, and it was pretty apparent to me, but it took her a little bit of time to understand this. Once she got it, we started working through it, and I showed her alternative ways to find love rather than this way. After we did the sessions, a couple of sessions with her, within 6 months, she was up and running again.
Wow, and the doctor said there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, her backbone was broken.
Yeah.
So
the quantum. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how much our subconscious controls our living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful. So you have the healing session there, which, by the way, everyone, so this is a little different. I'm looking at this now. You can do the 30 days of Lifetron. It's 24/7. And that's option one. If you resonate with also having, with doing a session with Sanjay for healing, Sanjay's session, by the way, everyone, is only $77. It's a 30-minute session, but it's only $77. You've probably never seen that before. So you can actually have a session with Sanjay for $77. These offers are individual and separate. So there's the Lifetron only. That's option one. There's the healing session with Sanjay. That's option two. Those two are separate. But we do have, as option three, there's the bundle. If you would like to have the personal session with Sanjay and the 24/7 Lifetron energy, which when you look at this, that's the way to go, certainly in my mind, is $147. Also, the way it's been offered, price-wise, it's certainly the way to go. You get 30 days, 24/7 of the Lifetron, and then also you get to work with Sanjay in a 30-minute private personal session. So both of those are option three. I just wanted to make sure everyone knows or understands that option one is separate, option two is separate, and option three is they've been bundled together. So thank you, Sanjay. Thank you for this beautiful offer that you've presented here. So for those of you who haven't worked with the Lifetron energy, it's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to have the transmission of Lifetrons for 30 days. So again, thank you, Sanjay.
No, you're most welcome. Most welcome.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do again was, as we've promised, go back to the web and take some web questions. Of course, there's no interaction because as people are writing in. I'd like to get to some of those. And if you joined later, anyone who joined later, Sanjay is going to take us through a process at the end where there's going to be a transmission. So All right, let's go to, let's see, this is Liz, okay? This is Liz in the Philadelphia area. She's got a two-part question, or she's got some more information. So if you can just tune in to Liz, I would love some help with feelings of undeservability and unworthiness. I'm in a really rough place emotionally and financially because of this. So lots of trauma, she says. And her add-on is that my mother passed away when I was 7 months old, and she knew that the pregnancy would was very taxing on her system. And Liz says, I understand where much of my fear and abandonment issues stem from, but I also feel betrayal, and I'm not sure where they come from. So a bit of information there, but if you could just tune into Liz and see how you can help her.
Okay. Yeah, I think her issues are, it feels like they're coming from the father because the mother was not there, but the father was missing as well. So her deservability issue is because the father was not present to love her, take care of her. Love her. She did not feel the love from the father the way she wanted. And that's her core wound. That's her core wound. And that wound is what she's trying to heal, believe it or not, or cope with through all the issues that she's creating subconsciously, unconsciously in her life. So this undeservability issue is become a theme of her life that she will feel in every circumstance, every challenge that she's going through right now or has been going through. So with that understanding, I am going to do a short healing work on her. It's again, it's a very short one. Where I am looking at that wound right now with love and compassion in order to transmute that wound. Okay, Liz, I've done a very short healing for you to transmute that core wound of not being loved by your father.
Thank you, Liz. Also, Sanjay, Liz has just written in as well. She says, yes, my father couldn't handle his wife dying and because of me. So you were... Yeah, you tuned in very accurately. Thank you for that. Okay.
You're welcome.
This is Yearwood, writing in as Yearwood from Los Angeles. Hello, Sanjay. I was born in a very intense environment of war. Been clearing to balance my well-being in life. I've financially been struggling for years. Please assist in what the core wounds are and also assist in a clearing. Oh, actually, she writes in as Maria. She signs off as Maria. So it's Maria. If you could help Maria.
Energetically, it feels like she has very low self-esteem, self-worth, self-esteem. And that seems to be originating from more from the mother's side, looks like it, but generally a dysfunctional family or dysfunctional environment. But looks like mother has been heavy in her, has a heavy influence in her life. Appears the mother was pretty strong and controlling in nature. Yeah, but it's primarily a deep, very deep sense of lack of self-worth. That's the core word.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do some work on her. Separately.
Okay. Well, let's turn our attention to the group now, Sanjay. If you wouldn't mind just telling everyone a little bit about the protective healing energy process that you're going to be sharing with the group, and what you'll be guiding people to release. And then once you've just given us a bit of an explanation of what you'll be taking us through, absolutely, just feel free to move right into the process.
Right. Okay. So I'm actually going to tune in this device to start transmitting live drones to with the name of Ian's call at this time. There's a very specific name I'm giving it for this date, this time. And anybody who is listening now or in the future will receive this energy. Okay, so the intention, because it's a group call, I'm going to make a generic intention to relieve fear of any kind for any reason that you may have picked up from any time before. So to release that fear and replace that with love and compassion, because the opposite of fear is love. And I'm going to transmit this, but just for the sake of you don't need to do this when you are getting LifeTron 24/7, because you don't need to be really tuned into it. But because we have a short time right now, it'll be probably a good idea to tune in the energy into the energy, and I'll guide you through a short sort of meditation where you can tune into the energy a little bit more, and that will bring a greater benefit because of the short time period. So if you can just take a moment to close your eyes and open your inner awareness. And scan your body for any tension or stress in the body anywhere. Just scan it from top of your head down to the toes. And if you sense any tension anywhere, just release it consciously. Release it. And next, we are going to imagine, and it's a little bit more than just imagining, it is actually the energy being transmitted to you right now. Imagine a golden ball of light, the size of a golf ball, 6 inches above the crown of your head. And we are going to imagine this ball of light traversing through all the 7 chakras. So we allow this ball of light to enter the body through the crown. And we are asking this ball of light to clear up any negativity stored in the chakra. This ball of light is infinitely potential, potent. It can do anything we ask it to do. Then go down to the third eye, the sixth chakra. Allow it to pick up any negative energy from there and transmute that energy. Go down to the fifth, do the same. Fourth, let the ball of light do its job. And the third, then the second, then the first. Then going back up from the first to the second, doing the same thing. To the third, this ball of light is clearing up your chakra, removing any garbage, and transmuting that energy. Fourth, then the fifth, then the sixth, then the seventh. Now we'll do this one more time. But this time we are going to replenish the chakras with beautiful energy of love and compassion. That will fill us up in a way that fulfills all our needs on this earth plane. So going from the seventh, filling it up with beautiful love, light, and compassion. Then to the sixth, fill it up with love, light, and compassion. Then to the fifth, then to the fourth, fill yourself up. Don't be shy, take whatever you need. Then the third, fill up, fill up, fill up. Then the second, then the first. First to the second, fill up. Then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth, sixth, seventh. Just feel it. Feel what has been done for you. What this life-drawn energy has done for you. In a very short time, what it has provided you. Beautiful.
Thank you, Sanjay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I could feel a distinct, I say tingling, but it was almost more than that, from my crown, so seventh and sixth, crown to third eye, and then I lost the tingling in my throat, heart, and solar plexus, but then it picked up again in my sacral and root, it picked up again, tingling. And then on the way up again, same thing, tingling in my root and in my sacral chakra. And then I lost it again until again it picked up. In fact, it never really went away, but then it was more pronounced when it hit my third eye and my crown again. So my top two and my bottom two were tingling. It was almost as if, but I felt it was, it wasn't just in my body. I actually felt it, it's weird, almost, you know, outside my body as well. So to the sides of my head, mostly, you know, the crown and the third eye. I could feel it like in my temples and further out. So I was aware of this energy that was around my head throughout this process, a physical sensation. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, it does. It affects a lot of areas in the body. And of course, we feel more in certain areas and not the other areas, but it affects every part of the body.
Yeah. So I could feel it physically. Anyone, if you have any sensations or epiphanies or anything that you felt in that transmission, then feel free to write in and share that also. You know, because everyone, when you share that with the group, you know, you're actually increasing our vibration. Yes, you're increasing the vibration of the collective just simply by being here. But when you actually take that action and you share that as well, you're increasing everyone's vibration, yours and everyone else's, even more. So thanks for your contributions, everyone, for up-leveling all of us. It's one of the reasons why we're here. Yeah, so beautiful. So Sanjay, thank you so much for that transmission. Thank you for being here with the group and your readings and sharing with us some of the issues that a lot of us feel that can be traced to fear. You know, in the beginning you spoke about that, and then of course you spoke about the Lifetron energy, and I did want to share with everyone just one more time, just certainly to honor Sanjay and the work that he does and his commitment to healing and his commitment to communities like this. I wanted to share one more time that the opportunity is here. So look into that, to feel into the Lifetron energy. If you would like to have that literally, you know, streamed, quote unquote, to you 24/7, transmitted to you 24/7 for a full 30 days, then Sanjay has an option for you there. If you wanted to work with Sanjay in private to heal the trauma, to find the core wounding, which, as you've seen, Sanjay is really, really accurate, then there's an option for that as well. And if your being and your higher self says do both, then there's an option for that as well. So in honor of Sanjay, I did want to shine light on his offer again, because, you know, you know, Sanjay's service to the world. It's his purpose and it's his divine assignment, and he's created this, and there's a lot of time and his own energy that he's put into this. And if you look at his option two, you know, you probably won't see that again, like almost anywhere, that he's really made this available to make it affordable for everyone, virtually everyone. I would say everyone, but virtually everyone, at the pricing that he has. It's a very, very generous offer at that price point. So wonderful healing opportunity for everyone. So again, Sanjay, such a blessing to have you on the show again. And thank you for your amazing service to this community and all the others that you serve.
No, thank you, Ian, for having me. And thank you, everyone, for listening to me. I truly appreciate that. Truly appreciate that.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, I'm just called to ask you if there's anything that is coming to you that you feel that you should be sharing with this wisdom community now. There's still people on the call, of course, and people listening in, and people can listen to the replay. Anything that you feel that needs to be shared, maybe as a summary or a wrap up, or just anything that's coming through to you?
One thing I would like to reiterate, that on November 10th, I have this free webinar, live webinar, that I think you have given as a gift to everyone. So if you haven't signed up for that, sign up for that, because that is, it contains a lot of very beautiful information that has come to me through the higher realms. So you would benefit from that quite a bit.
Okay.
And the other thing is, yeah, the other thing that I just feel like saying is that never forget that we are made from love. We are made from love. Made by love, we are made from love. Don't forget that.
Yeah, beautiful. We are made from love. We're made by love. Yeah, never forget that. Thank you so much. And that really ties into the theme of the illuminated soul resonance with the truth that is within. So let that sit, everyone.
Right.
Just contemplate on that. And if anyone is asking, well, how do I attend that webinar? Some people sometimes do write in saying, oh, where do you find the free gifts? They're always on the speakers. So in this case, Sanjay's interview page. They're always there. There's a link to the free gift. And if you go back to the very first email you received, either if you signed up this time or just before the show, just before the season, we send out an email if you're already part of the community that had the speaker schedule and the free gifts. There's one page that has all the speakers' free gifts, but if you ever need it, just go back to the email that has the announcement, in this case Sanjay's announcement that went out today. Click on the interview page link and you'll see underneath his photograph, directly under there, is the free gift, which in this case is a live webinar on healing the deep childhood wounds from narcissistic abuse. A beautiful gift there. Yeah, Sanjay, again, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Much love to you.
Same. Thanks. Thank you again. Thank you, everyone.
Of course. All right, shining lights, beautiful souls, thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for being part of the Wisdom community. It's been a wonderful show. I have felt your energy. We've all felt the collective energy of everyone in this Wisdom orb, in this circle. So much love to you all. I bow down to every single one of you beautiful, beautiful souls. Namaste. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank all the ancient ones for being here. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love, love, love. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.